The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good evening, Rolene Marks. Who are the White Helmets?
Well, before we get into who the White Helmets are, very interesting developments, especially in light of the White Helmets development and with incidents on the north today. If you've been following Israel's news, sirens rang out all over the north today as two Syrian warheads carrying about half a ton of payload each were intercepted using David Sling for the first time in a combat or intensive situation. And within this last hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu is meeting in Jerusalem about Syria and about Iran. Exactly if he's going to talk about the White Helmets, we don't know, but we do know that he will be talking about Iran's continued presence in Syria with the Foreign Minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov. And this is before Prime Minister Netanyahu meets with President Vladimir Putin again. So this is a development as of the last hour. But let's get into those White Helmets and a tremendous story, a real story of incredible courage from the IDF, of logistical organization, and that is the IDF's very, very careful, very, very secret evacuation of these 800 White Helmets activists and their families from Syria, and they have been bused through to Jordan, where some will stay in Jordan and some will go to Western countries. But who are the White Helmets? The White Helmets, mainly Syrian civilians, are a group of volunteers who have taken it upon themselves to rescue victims of the ongoing civil war in Syria. They are viewed as many in the West as heroes, but some countries like Russia and others view them as, because they are contra to the Assad regime, view them as perhaps maybe a terror organization. In fact, it's quite interesting looking at the dynamics. Certain countries like Russia, countries like Iran and Syria, believe that the White Helmets are a ploy or a diversionary tactics by the West, because they're financed by the West, to engage or distract from the situation in Syria. But what we do know for sure is that they do provide humanitarian assistance and often rescue the victims of the civil war. So it's been quite extraordinary, and Israel has been lauded by the UK and by the EU. I know you're all going to fall out of your chairs with shock, but the European Union has lauded Israel for this incredible, incredible feat of just daring and chutzpah.
Yeah, it really is. So are they now in Israel or are they in Jordan?
They're out of Israel and they're through to Jordan. And then from there on they will be resettled or take on or given asylum by other Western countries. Very, very, very incredible situation indeed, because we still have to understand that Syria is regarded by Israel as an enemy country. And Netanyahu, when he was asked to comment about this White Helmet rescue last night, he said that, make no mistake, while we will endeavor to push Iran out from positions that bring the Iranians closer to Israeli borders, we will still continue with humanitarian efforts like this incredible rescue of the White Helmet activists and their families. I mean, we can't forget it wasn't just the activists, it was their families as well as continue to provide our humanitarian aid into Syria through Operation Good Neighbor.
It's so interesting how there is this cooperation when there needs to be. I think we just need to make it that there always needs to be between Israel and Jordan and Syria. So Syria, or Damascus, has condemned it, saying that the evacuation is a criminal operation because, as you say, they saw these rescue workers as terrorists. Rolene, do you think that that's why there were these two rockets launched? Do you think that was a direct response to that?
It could be. It could be the Assad regime trying to throw its weight behind and saying, you know, we don't take lightly to this kind of incident. But I think it's more the Iranian influence in Syria, and as we see, there is escalation, not just a war of words, but there is an escalation in the attempts from Iran to take on or engage Israel, and Israel has answered in no uncertain terms by A, intercepting using David Sling, and B, yesterday bombing several sites in the northwest of the country. So they have been warned that we will not tolerate any kind of attempts to draw Israel into this kind of conflict. I mean, we've, after this past weekend, I think we've got enough on our southern border as well.
Yeah, 100%. Rolene, I want to talk to you about Trump and Iran. It's, you know, it's so interesting. It feels like the Kim Jong-un, you know, version 2.0.
You know, well, it's deja vu or deja mu, however you choose to look at it. It's either the vu or the mu. But President Trump taking to Twitter and using all caps, mind you, all caps, has threatened to rain down American strength on Iran. And he has threatened. This is the kind of language I think many were hoping to hear from Trump when he dealt with Putin last week. You know, a lot of analysts and a lot of commentators in America saying it was very mealy-mouthed, his meeting with Putin, and perhaps he threw America under the bus. Well, he certainly wasn't doing this with his, let's call it Twitter escalation with Khomeini. He said that, don't you dare even think of taking on America, because if you do, you will regret it. You will suffer the consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. And to me, them's fighting words, Kathy, them's fighting words, and the response from the Iranians was, we will never abandon our revolutionary beliefs. None of this was in caps, by the way. We will resist pressure from enemies. America wants nothing less to destroy Iran, but Trump cannot do a beep thing against Iran. So a definite war of words. If Israel steps in, we're going to have to steal their rain clouds and maybe their shoes as well. Who knows?
Maybe, but we leave that to the Mossad. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. We wish you a wonderful evening. Stay safe. God bless. And we will speak to you tomorrow. If you want to catch up on anything else that Rolene has to say, you can get to highfm.com and you can go and download the podcasts right there.